You'd say I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised my
leg.
I was get kicked in the
shin.
Yeah. What about this right here?
Thigh.
Well, you get down on your what? When you bend
knees?
No. Kind of squat down. Squat down like this. You also call it the back part of the leg right here. What's this? I'm getting down on my what?
Well, you're sitting on your heels now.
Okay. What do you say when somebody's been sick a while and he gets up but he still looks kind of sick? You say
he looks a bit peaked, you know?
Yeah. What do you call somebody who can lift heavy weights?
Strong man.
Yeah. What about somebody who's a bit overweight, but not really very strong? It's also, you smell something and it smells a bit.
You lost me then.
What about somebody who's a bit overweight? You say that man's a bit. Well, no, it begins with an S. Also, like you get some cheese, some real strong cheese, you might smell it and say, phew, that stuff smells pretty
strong.
Yeah. Begins with an S, though.
No.
What do you, call somebody who's easy to get along with?
Call them a nice person, because there isn't too many people easy to get along with today.
What would you call a horse that was easy to get along with?
Gentle.
What do you call somebody, say a boy, a teenager, who's all arms and legs and walks in a room and knocks over furniture and stuff?
Awkward.
What do you call a person who's always doing things that don't make much sense? You say he's just a player.
Stupid.
Well, doesn't seem, well, kind of like stupid, but begins with an F. He's a
foolish.
Yeah, or he's a
fool.
What do you call somebody who never spends a cent, always kind of hoards their money up?
Miser.
What do you say, what do you use the word common when you use it to describe a person? What do you mean by it? Do you ever use that?
Oh, I don't call people common, but it would be a person to me who, I wouldn't want to associate with.
If an old man's very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you might say he's still quite
active.